I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike, and in studio, we've got a writer, a comedian, an actor, a man who is here this weekend at Comedy Works South. We'd like to welcome back to the My City, Bobby Collins. What's up, man?
What's doing? I gotta tell you, Mike, you look good. It's good to be back. I love being back in Denver.
Yeah.
We're sharing the planet with a lot of different types of people now. We have to start thinning out the herd.
Yeah.
The gene pool could use some chlorine.
Do you have any, like, first picks? I mean, what?
Hey, congratulations on the Broncos last night.
Yeah, big night last night. Denver, you know? Broncos. It was a heart attack waiting to happen. It was a close one.
It's Denver. You guys are lucky.
Well, I mean, when you go from one of the best quarterbacks of all time to a guy who threw his first pass yesterday, you get a little nervous, but we pulled it off.
There you go. It's nice.
Yeah, so that means a lot of people are going to be in a good mood to get out and see some comedy this weekend. Luckily, we don't have to go get comedy to, feel better because we won. But it's a celebratory weekend here in Denver, Colorado.
Or they could turn on television and keep watching that comedy show with the running for the presidential. Isn't that ridiculous?
It's pretty crazy this year.
Looks like the Day Room and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Although as crazy as this election year is, and we're less than 2 months now, you've actually worked for Donald Trump a few times,
yes,
I've heard.
Yes, 5 times.
You've worked for Donald Trump 5 times.
5 times.
So, I mean, who's really the crazy one here, man?
Right. It's called money.
Exactly.
Money doesn't discriminate.
Money counts.
People do.
Yeah. When you're invited to that first, presidential thing or whatever, I mean, hey, I imagine you'll still show up.
Well, no.
Oh, no, you won't. No. Oh, okay.
You don't. I've been at the White House a couple of times, performed there.
Yeah.
Politicians, to me, you shake their hands, you want to clean yourself with a chicken. Nah, these people. But I like what's happening around the country because the people are finally seeing what the politics is. It's all about the money.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't realize. They thought, it's for me and my government. Now, that's the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
And that's why I like what's going on where other people, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, all these guys.
Yeah.
I've met 99% of these people.
Uh-huh.
It's despicable.
You know?
We look like to other countries around the world, the housewives of America.
Right.
And Donald Trump's the mean girl,
They just turn on the news, and that's the housewives right there. The housewives
Isn't
of America,
ridiculous?
Right? Reality TV.
But I love it. My wife says, why do you watch it? I go, honey, the people are smartening up.
Yeah.
You got one lady that's lying through her teeth. I wouldn't let her hold my wallet, Hillary.
Right.
But at the same time, she wears those Captain Kangaroo outfits. Those Some Young Kim, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the other guy, I would rather vote for El Chapo than Donald Trump.
You're like, extradite him here just so we can elect him to president.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what to say. He's not a smart man. His businesses, he won't show his taxes because you'll see, we pay more tax than this guy has ever paid in his life. And you're
imagine.
Going, how can that be? He will not show those tax. He's a big crook.
Yeah.
Everybody in New York, the only county that he ever lost in New York State in the Republican side was Manhattan. That's where he lives.
Yeah.
You stop. It's funny.
It's not good when you have to have a hacking group saying they're going to hack to figure out what his taxes are. It's like you're running for president. Just put him out there.
Show it. Show where people put. So I like the fact that the people are seeing for what it is.
Large majority of the people that are voting right now, they just see what they see on TV. Having worked for Mr. Trump 4 or 5 times, I mean, what was your vibe on him? You got to see him. I think he introduced you a few times.
Yes.
What was your vibe just meeting him?
I did not like him.
Yeah.
Remember, growing up in New York City, you had to learn to look into people immediately. Otherwise, you wouldn't survive. You didn't have to look into him that far to find out, oh my God, this guy's like the guy you see on 42nd Street playing 3-card Monte. Keep your eye on the red card. This guy's a con artist.
Are you telling me the first time you met him, you weren't like, this is the possible future president of the United States of America?
No, because I didn't know he was future president. Back then, I was like, this guy runs these casinos.
Yeah.
I go like this, oh my God, that anyone can run a casino. This guy is that stupid.
Yeah. Well, and now he's one vote away from presidency of the United States, which is pretty frightening.
Yeah, but I like I say to my wife, I go, let's bet the house on Hillary. Not that I care for her, but as far as a bet goes.
Yeah, yeah.
People will find, this guy could. He'll get mad at you and he'll press a button and nuke Denver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
That's how crazy this guy is.
We don't need that right
I know,
now.
I know.
But this weekend, you are at Comedy Works South. You can get your tickets at ComedyWorks.com. Yeah. Like I said, it's one of the last weekends of summer, so you got to get out and enjoy some comedy. Now, over the years, we've had a lot of comedians come here that have had, you know, different experiences, done different things. Not too many of them, I imagine, could say they've toured with Sinatra and Cher and Dolly Parton.
I've been lucky.
These are big names, some of the biggest names. Yo, what was it like being able to perform with and for these people, man?
You know, when I first did it with Cher and her manager saw me in a club years ago, I was like, he goes, all right, whoever's your agent, here's my card. Give him your card and tell them that you want them to have them call me. I go, I don't have an agent. They go, what do you mean? Well, get one, you know?
Right.
And then I called an agent. He goes, who handed you this card? I go, some guy said he was Cher's manager. He goes, he is. He's huge. He goes, Bob. And I went on a 65-city tour with her for a ridiculous amount of money for what I was. But the big difference was, remember, you're working for 200-300 people in a club. Now you're working for 8,000-10,000 people in a stadium. So what you did normally, it carries. So what I did for a half an hour did carry for 20 minutes. All I had to do was that, and it carried over. So you learned a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
And how did this start for you? Like, what? How did you decide you wanted to get into comedy? Was it something you always had wanted to do? Did it just kind of accidentally happen?
I was, when I was a little boy, my mother asked me, what did I want to be in life? Because I was watching television.
Yeah.
And the things, we were very poor growing up in New York. And I'd turn around and see my mother and father. My mother was a waitress. My father was a clerk. And I'd see the only thing they laughed at was on the Ed Sullivan Show, we're going back, or the Red Skelton Show on Tuesday nights at 8:30. They laughed at comedians.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I saw them really show their teeth laughing. And I said, I can do this, because I was the funny guy with all my friends.
Right.
And then I grew up, but in the back of my mind, I always wanted to do this. So when I was working at Calvin Klein, I was the vice president of Calvin Klein.
Another thing not too many comedians can say.
I know, but I didn't like it.
Vice president of Calvin Klein.
Remember when they came in and people think that's in big, and you put it in perspective, they go, we're going to make you executive vice president for the junior division. I said, you have eight of them already.
Right.
I go, does it mean more money? He goes, oh yeah. I go, then call me emperor.
Yeah.
I don't care. And I did that. But then at night, the people would come in from around the country to order their clothing, you know, market weeks. And I'd say, what are you doing tonight? We're writing up our orders. I go, well, I'm doing stand-up comedy at a place called Catch a Rising Star. My orders were huge.
Yeah.
So they would all come. So that's, and I started doing it. And then one day, I remember the head guy fired one. I had five girls working for him. And one of the girls who really needed it, single mom, two kids, and she was good.
Yeah.
And I came in, I go, where's Denise? And they go, he fired her. I go, why? He goes, she didn't give him the right answers he wanted. I marched in his office and I laid him out.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, I got to let you go for this. I go, can I collect unemployment?
Yes.
He goes, but somehow, Bobby, with you, I feel like I'm doing you a favor. I go, you are.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stand it.
If
I stuck in the garment center, I'd wear white shoes, white belts, and I'd be refereeing shuffleboard tournaments down in Florida.
It seems like you found something you'll love after that, though.
I did. It's fun.
So do you remember your very first time on stage? Your very first, like, was it a open mic night? How did that very first night that you did stand-up?
The bartender at a club in New York City pulled a ticket for me. It was number 7. By that time, and I said, oh, number 7, the show starts at 8. I'll be on, and they each got 5 minutes. I'll be on by 9 and home by 10. No. David Brenner stopped in. It was the big place. David Brenner stopped in. Robin Williams stopped in. They do 25. One guy did 40. Another one. At around 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm number 7. There's 10. I go on, and the guy, the Chinese guy's cleaning up the table, and I said, this is not helping.
Yeah.
So I had to work it.
Did he laugh at your jokes at all?
No, he didn't understand the language.
Well, we want to thank you for making time for us. Like I said, this weekend, it's Comedy Works South. You can go to ComedyWorks.com, get those tickets. One of the last weekends of summer. The Denver Broncos just won. It's a celebratory weekend.
Time to party.
Great weekend for comedy. Go see Bobby Collins this weekend at Comedy Works. Thank you for making time for us, man.
You got it, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.